In the beginning, there was only chaos. All things were constantly out of balance. Then, the goddess Opalini and her children brought balance to the realm. In time, some of them became too greedy for their own good, and imbalance resulted. Who will step forth and return balance to this world? Who can be found worthy?
Ooh, pick me! Pick me!
Yeah,
I guarantee pick me too. I can go.
Is there anyone at all?
If Opalini would have been,
how about
first,
you, sir? Down in the front.
Yeah, we get her done.
Down there in the front. Anybody at all? But
come
the guys on. In the back.
Hey, Jeffro. Rabbit shoot a bug before?
Jeffro, get on my shoulder.
Honestly,
get on my shoulder.
Honestly, almost anybody will do.
Three halflings in a coat.
Look at me.
You know what? Fine. You bunch of psychos. I don't even. You know what? Start the show. Just start the show.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Lofty Adventurers Guild. We are a real play D&D podcast.
Just started over. You suck.
That was poop.
Or let's keep going, and they'll know we're human.
I am not a robot.
I think it's good.
I am not a robot.
I hate your face.
Just kidding. Welcome back to the Lofty Adventurers Guild. We are a real play D&D podcast. Last week, our fearless adventurers braved field day and flew with pixies. Jeffro got chased by a dragon. Morlin accidentally tipped a copper dragon into the dirt. Let's hear what happens to him when they go back to school. Or go to start school, actually. Our DM is Mark.
Mark!
Travis, who plays Jeffro.
Jeffro Clyde, the first bunny to ever outfly a dragon.
We have Alex, who plays Morlin.
Hi, I'm Morlin. I would like to state for the record, I did not mean to tip over the dragon. He just weighed a lot less than I expected.
And I'm Mike. I play Imp.
He's trouble.
Right. Yeah, he likes to cause trouble.
Yes.
Mark, take it away.
So as you guys are being walked out of the glade, you happen to notice that there's a rather large dragonfly with very colorful wings flying about. And it comes and lands.
Jeffro's my name.
Brain fart. Lands on Jeffro's shoulder. And as it does, it shrinks down in size till it's just a regular size dragonfly. And you look over at it, and it is not like any dragonfly you've ever seen. It's a very iridescent body, and it has like sort of an armored-looking body. And it has a face, like a face. And it's looking up at you and says, "You're fun. I think I'll stick around with you for a while."
Jeffro, there's something on your shoulder.
Jeffro, it's going to eat you.
What the heck are you? Wait, am I just now first meeting this thing for the first time?
For the first time.
Okay, let me say that again. Hey, what the heck are you? And he starts shaking his shoulder. What are you doing on me?
Hold still. I'll squish it.
No. Wait, well, don't squish it.
Oh, sorry. Why did you say no? You're a bug.
Excuse me.
Oh, my God. He can talk.
I am a fairy dragon. And I do what I want.
I like dragons. Previous experiences notwithstanding, I don't tip them all over.
That was just funny.
And just currently every one of them that I've met up until now I have.
Well, you know, big dragons think that they're the best. They call themselves true dragons, like I'm not a real dragon.
You do have like a face.
I do. A pretty one.
Okay.
Could you have fangs if you want them to, like a big dragon?
I can turn into other things. I could turn into something with fangs.
Well, why did you land on my shoulder?
Because you're fun. I like you.
Well, that's true. There ain't no doubt about that. I am the most fun in this group.
You're the most fun rabbit I ever seen.
Well, shucks. Daggum. Well, what's your name?
My name is Belinda.
Belinda?
Well, my name is Belinda.
That's a beautiful name, Belinda.
Belinda.
Well, golly. So what are you doing here? How come you come to land on my shoulder?
Well, because I was over there in the glade flying around with those pixies dancing. And boy, we just got a real kick out of seeing you cause all that trouble.
Did you see how high up I was? I was thinking about spruce trees.
Well, you looked awful small being so high up there.
Belinda.
That's hard to do because I'm a very large individual.
You're very large.
Let me ask you this, Belinda. Did you see me outfly that dragon?
I did.
Boy, I tell you what. They don't make them like they used to anymore, and he's admiring himself. Just like, yeah, I can, I'm I understand.
True. I've never met a twin of Jeffro. He is a singular bunny.
That's right. I understand why you came to me, little Belinda.
I think y'all are going to be real fun. I think we're going to be good friends.
Well, that's right. You can just stay on my shoulder as long as you want to. Hey, we're going down to a school or something right now. You can come with us if you want to.
There ain't nothing fun down there.
You probably need to be comfortable with being in trouble. just as a plan. The day is young, and we've been yelled at 3 times.
Can't nobody tell me what to do. I do what I want.
Marlin's always getting us in trouble.
It's true.
That's true. You know, we're actually, me and Imp are kind of stand-up-ish guys, always walking the right path, doing the right thing, and old Morlin over here, he just goes down and cuts down anything he wants to.
I don't personally recall the story going exactly like that, but...
Well, I saw the whole thing.
I'm here to protect.
You're the boring one, Morlin.
That seems
reasonable. So, Jeffro...
You're the boring one.
Jeffro wants to whisper in your ear when nobody else can hear you. He says... We really like Marlin. He's one of our best friends, but somebody's got to take the blame, and it ain't going to be me, so I just put it on him all the time. But yeah, because he's the worst. He's absolutely the worst. But we love him. We're glad he's around, because he pick up a lot of stuff. It's useful.
I don't know if you saw, but I tipped over a dragon.
Is there a mouse in your pocket?
Seems what like some...
I see whiskers poking out. You might want to check on that.
Pay no attention to that.
Okay, so do we know about me and Imp about his little mouse friend?
Nope.
We don't?
Nope.
So I'd immediately look over there. Do I see the mouse whiskers?
Nothing in my pocket.
Is there something in your pocket?
There's definitely.
I aim to find out what it is.
You are yes. Okay. You beat it out of me.
Bill.
There's definitely something in my pocket.
Bill, Belinda.
They've
Belinda.
Never been high enough up
you
to
can
see
call
in
me
my
Bill.
Pocket.
I can thank you. Bill, will you go over there and see what's in his pocket, cuz I can't reach that high.
The fairy dragon's name is Belinda. I was there.
Obviously, you're mistaken, because she just said I can call her Bill.
That's...
Right, Bill?
But not you. You got to call me Belinda, because you said it right.
Okay.
So Bill, will you go over there and check that out?
We get to call you whatever we call you.
No. I would let you call me Belinda, but you stutter and you're going to mess it up. You can call me Bill, too. He enunciates.
Suck it, Marlin.
I take my time when I speak to make sure that I pronunciate words correctly.
Yeah. Like what he said. You're going to do real good in school.
Absolutely.
But I do need to know about that mouse in your pocket.
Well.
Because he's eavesdropping in on our conversation and I don't appreciate it much.
I found him when I was young. He has stayed in my pocket. They've never been high enough up to see in my pocket.
Is that an insult?
No, it's just a fact.
Better not
very
be.
Short.
All right, Jeffro, you get on my shoulder so you can see in his pocket.
Bend down where I can jump up there real quick.
Y'all are going to potentially injure yourselves. I could just pull it out of my pocket.
Ain't nobody want to see you pull it out of your pocket.
Pockets have an opening.
Well, pull it out then.
The mouse?
What I'm talking about.
So, I'm such a troublemaker. And I pull
Jeffro
out.
Doesn't get it.
There's a small mouse that is in my pocket. This is Rafe. My pocket mouse.
Mm-hmm. Pocket mouse, huh? I'm mm-hmm. gonna keep my eye on you, Rafe.
That seems kind of funny.
If you touch
to me.
Rafe, I will end you.
Oh, is that a threat, Bill? What you gonna do about that?
She buzzes her rings. She's like, don't you be fooling around.
I'm very, very kind, but Rafe has been a friend for a very long time. He's always with me when I'm out in the woods. Sometimes we talk. And so, yeah, you know, deal with it.
She's staring at him awful hard. You can. She buzzes her wings around and, like, a little bit of, like, sparkliness happens around her. And then she goes,
mm-hmm, just a regular old mouse, huh?
That's it, just a pocket mouse.
Okay, so you say.
Just your everyday, mm-hmm. run-of-the-mill, average,
I got my eyes. I got my eyes
brown
on you.
Pocket mouse.
Bill, let me ask you a question.
What?
Do you eat mouses?
I mean...
Not if he wants to survive.
Jeffro, it's mice.
That's what I said, mouses. Mouses? What is it? We say mouses in my house, dang it.
Well, that's... Okay, we're getting distracted. Nobody's eaten my pocket mouse.
Wait a minute, you got smaller when you landed on me. How'd you do that?
Magic.
Can I see some more magic?
How big can you get?
I can get bigger.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like that copper dragon big?
No.
Oh.
Well, what can you do?
I can do magic.
Well, can I see some?
Sure.
Well, let's see it then.
She turns back into a big dragonfly.
How?
And buzz around.
So, wingspan wise, how big would you say?
6 foot.
Oh, okay.
Dang.
Dang, so you're saying that, like, you might be able to carry me some places if we ever need to. Maybe, right?
I mean, maybe. Maybe if you get a little smaller, lose some weight, chubby.
Wait a damn minute. I'm the smallest one in this group.
I will have you know, he lives on a diet that is predominantly carrots.
Thank you, Moreland.
But well, he eats sure way too many of them.
Listen, for some you're reason, not he chubby. Likes, you're just fluffy.
Well, you just call me a chubby bunny, and I don't like it.
You're not chubby. You just chubby fat.
Bunny. Oh, you don't like it, do you, chubby bunny? Oh, somebody's sensitive.
I think
his ears fall down again.
Maybe a little bit of candied carrots, which is when you cook carrots with a little bit of sugar.
I like those. Well, yeah, I didn't mean to make you sad. Come here.
And she turns small and gets back on your shoulder.
I didn't mean to make you sad. I just figured we'd joke around a little. I thought you guys were fun. I didn't know you're boring and sensitive.
He flicks her off her shoulder. How about that?
Little cry bunnies.
First off, I'm like 7 feet tall. I'm not a cry bunny. And you looked disparagingly upon my pocket mouse.
you're not a cry bunny. You a cry biggie.
Ask the copper dragon about me.
Well, you sure showed him.
Moreland.
That's what I like about you guys.
We gotta change our name. You can't be Moreland Tree Feller anymore. You gotta be Moreland Dragon Tipper.
Oh, dang. That's an upgrade. Anybody can knock a tree down. Not everybody can knock a dragon down.
I've knocked down a great many trees, and I have thusly only knocked down one dragon.
How many dragons you seen that are that big, though?
100% of the dragons that I have encountered, I've knocked over.
Sounds like a good percentage to me.
I think we're at 50% now.
That's a dragonfly.
Test it.
I'm not a dragonfly. I'm a fairy dragon, and I'm a real dragon.
Well, you look like a fairy dragonfly to me.
Ooh. You better put some respect on my name. Say it.
Some respect on my name.
Say it.
Which name?
Belinda.
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 Oh, your name. My apologies. I misunderstood. Belinda.
See if I help you with my magic.
You can just help me all you want to. Don't worry about him.
He's got my pocket mouse.
He's got a pocket mouse.
I didn't insult your pocket mouse.
You disparagingly looked upon him and in a derogatory manner said that you would keep your eye on him. And first off, you have more than one eye. So, I mean, it seems like you're not even really putting your full attention on this.
Well, you do have a point there.
By the way, weren't we supposed to be following somebody down to the school?
Are we following somebody, or did they just point and tell us to go?
No, you're following Elmer down there.
Belinda, can you keep it down?
But he doesn't want to hear none of your nonsense, so he's walking ahead of you guys.
Belinda, if you could just keep it down a touch, Mr. Clyde is up there.
I ain't scared of him.
I didn't say you were scared.
You are.
I don't like this bug.
You know what? Fine.
You just
and she flies
said.
Back onto you and lands on your shirt, like on your straps to your
my overalls.
Your overalls and turns into like a little pin.
I cover it up.
I'm not imagining.
She literally just said
she could turn into a giant dragonfly, and then turned into a 6 foot wingspan dragonfly. I was standing right there. Why is she so upset when I say she's a dragonfly?
Listen, I cover the pin up. I'm like, listen, I don't think I like her either, but she does got some magic on her, so let's just see what happens later on. But
okay, I'm just...
Did you hear that?
That's a lot of lip.
Okay, I don't think she heard it. I don't think she heard it.
It's a lot of lip.
We'll just see how that goes.
Anyway, yeah.
Now, she did say that she likes you guys because you look like trouble.
Well, just keep watching.
Moreland, she's already a pin. I don't think she can hear you anymore. Who are you talking to?
Whoever I need to.
What y'all yard birds back there huffing and hauling about?
Bugs.
Dragons. Fairies.
I stare directly at the front of his
shirt.
He's
going to get your fill of dragons here in a minute.
Fairy godparents.
I stare directly at the pin on Jeffro's shirt and go, "We're talking about bugs. Tiny little iridescent dragonflies with too much attitude."
Morning, I got.
Well, yeah, I've met a few of them before. Ooh, watch out.
How come you never told us about that little pocket mouse you got before?
Well, he's very quiet, and it's just somebody, like when I'm out in the woods and you guys are doing your thing and I'm out in the woods helping my dad, when something attacked my dad and I killed it, the mouse was there to help me. And so he's just kind of always hung out in my pocket. And most of the time he's super quiet. He makes a little nest in there out of pieces of like sawdust and stuff from the trees that falls in my pocket. So, you know, sometimes I forget he's there.
Would you say that's because he's quiet as a mouse?
I would. That's actually very funny. That's funny. I like that a lot. Quiet as a mouse. He's very quiet.
Is that the mouse?
Laughing. In his pocket.
Rafe appreciates. That's good. I'm gonna be giggling about that one for a while. Where are we going, Elmer?
Oh, we're going right here.
I'm sorry, Mr. Clyde.
Come on down over here. First thing I want you to see is right on down here, right out here in this big open field right here.
Okay, I'm going to walk over.
Yep. Says, y'all just stand right here and wait on me. I'll be back. I'm going to go talk to them teachers real quick.
Okay.
I won't be long.
Hey, just as a, what did the copper dragon say that I tipped over?
Oh, he said that y'all boys needed to come down and learn you a lesson.
Feels like a setup.
Maybe.
Is he just mad because we kind of taught him a lesson that he can't fly faster than the rabbit?
No, I wouldn't worry about none of that. Why don't you guys worry about staying right here for now, and I'll be back. I'm going to go talk to them teachers over there, but y'all don't move from this spot.
All right.
I start moving from the spot. Walking around, looking at the forest.
He turns and he's like, boy.
Morlin told me to do it.
As soon as he's out of earshot, I'm going to turn to Morlin and be like, Morlin, this is where he shows back up with a dragon and eats you. He wanted you out of sight of Mama Clyde.
I'm honestly very worried about that.
You might want to hide.
Well, I didn't bring a big axe today. I just brought a regular axe. I don't go anywhere without my axe. And if he does attack me, I have my axe.
That's mighty brave of you, Morlin. And man, do I love you. But I ain't helping you with a dragon. Sorry.
No.
Well, maybe you could have that there dragonfly grow a pair and come out and help me.
Well, I think she's a girl, so I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm pretty sure you called it Bill.
Yeah, that's its name, Bill.
It's Belinda.
I think we're getting our point here. She ain't going to grow a pair. That's the point.
Okay.
And so, she ain't going, I don't think she's going to help you either because you're hiding your mouse. You made fun of her. You called her a bug.
It's a figure eight of speech.
I don't get it.
So you guys are having your little conversation. Elmer gets off and goes over towards them teachers by the school, and you guys are just sitting there having your conversation. And a shadow passes over the top of you guys, like, pretty big shadow.
I look up.
You look up, and then what you see is a rather large dragon high up in the sky that just finished with like a hard climb, and then curls, does like a wing over, curls upside down, folds its wings in, and starts doing a drop. Turns nose down.
Like at us?
Right over you guys. Okay. And literally, like, goes, like, nose first, wings pulled in, body perfectly straight, like a freaking arrow coming, like, down right over top of you guys.
I would
and
like to
shadow
pull,
is, like, right over top of you guys.
I want to pull my axe off my back and chop down one of the topiaries that's right nearby.
Or no, you're in a field.
Up like a spear.
You're in a field.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're in just an open field.
What I wouldn't give for a nice conifer.
Yep.
I lean over to both the guys, and I'm like, hell, he ain't near as fast as I can fly. I'll tell him something when he gets down here. I'll tell him how to do it.
Perhaps let's just wait and see what this is about before we immediately try and pick a fight with a dragon.
Imp just sits down, like in a meditation pose.
So, this dragon's falling at you guys at an enormous rate, right? And as it comes down, it must be like 200 feet above you. It pops its wings out and then goes into like this corkscrew kind of like twist thing. And when it hits the 120 like feet mark from you guys all have to make a savings throw, a will save versus dragon fear, because this is terrifying. Yep. DC 16 wisdom save. Wisdom save, sorry.
Luckily my zero is a plus zero.
That's a nat 20.
You're just sitting there chilling.
I got a
17.
It's the meditation.
You got a 2. So you guys are sitting there like, he's just like, doo-doo-doo. You are scared crapless, and you have to run. Like, you just feel like that freaking herbivore, like, prey instinct to run kicking, and you're in the middle of a wide-open field with nowhere to hide.
Guys, I got to get out of here. I think he wants to eat me, not old.
Run.
I'm gone.
And as you start to run, he twists out of his corkscrew and, like, comes in very fast. And now you, as he's coming, and he comes in right behind you, you can hear the air whistling, like, and the rush of the wind. And he's making this terrifying sound. And then he throws out a breath weapon attack. Roll a DC 18 savings throw or be slowed.
All of us?
Him.
Oh.
Ooh, nat 20.
Nat 20. So you... save. You do not get slowed, but he comes up past you very fast and just, but you're terrified of him still. And you can hear that he's slowing down and staying behind you. So for 1 minute, you're just running full speed. Just
leave me alone. I didn't touch the dragon. It was that big guy over there. He's the one that did it. Leave me alone.
Excuse me. Could I have a ride?
Yeah, it was him. He hurt your family or whoever, your cousin, I don't know.
Right, and you guys see Elmer over by the teachers rolling around on the ground laughing.
Paul, come save me, he's trying to eat me.
I take my dragon pin off and throw it in the air, hoping that my little dragon will do something to him.
Bill, get him, get him.
I'm sorry, did you just make a buzz sound?
Freaking dragonfly.
Yep, turns back into the large dragonfly, and you hear her go, ooh! And then she's got to, if we can get out of the way, because he's, like, coming down off to the side. And she's like, you leave that boy alone. I'm going to come over there and get you.
That's right.
Get him, Bill.
What is the
but you are terrified. You are leaving little rabbit pellets behind you, like, the whole way.
Man.
And it's embarrassing. And then it wears off. He flies off and leaves you alone. He goes back to the glade. But you're still running for a little bit, thinking he's still behind you because you hear, like, you know, flying noises. And then Bill's like, it's just me. It's just me. But you're still scared for another couple seconds.
Well, whenever I stop running, I turn around. I'm like, Imp, Moreland, y'all see me scare that dragon off? He ain't want none of this. Wiener!
I yell out wiener at him as he goes away.
He just flies off.
Jeffro, I did see you scare that dragon off. I also saw him make you shit your pants.
When you gotta go, you gotta go. I mean, hang on, guys. You ever tried running when you had to dookie? It comes out sometimes. I can't help it.
I have never had that experience, ever.
Yeah, me either.
I'm not saying Jeffro's ears go down a little bit again.
Because you're a good friend of mine, and I'm not saying that you're not telling the truth. I've never personally had that experience, but that doesn't mean it's not possible.
So, I'm going to look over at Bill. Like, Bill, it's a little embarrassing. You got any magic that can, you know, clean fabric by chance? Got a little stain back here.
I got something for you.
And you're clean. It's a cantrip.
Nice. What's the cantrip?
Prestidigitation.
You can clean some. It's everybody knows that cantrip.
Is that like mending almost?
It's like a cantrip. You can do it over and over and over.
You can also make clothes dirty.
As I said, I can trip. I'm looking forward to obtaining some of those abilities myself once I'm able to display my prowess at tripping for other people.
Well, I walk back over to the guys. I'm like, you know, doing my hand on the back of my head like a little shame. Like,
are you okay, bud?
Well, guys, I was a little scared. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, I was about to turn around and fight him, but he swooped off just in time. But
It's all right, Jeffro.
Well, I just don't know why he came after me when I ain't the one to touch the dragon earlier. I didn't do anything.
You were the one running.
That's yeah, why. But he should have been eating after Morlin, not me.
Well, he wasn't actually trying to hurt us. That's
why
you
don't know that.
If he was trying to hurt us, we stood still.
Did you not see him shoot that stuff out of his mouth to try to hit me?
Yeah. Would I know what he was doing?
Yeah.
He was trying to slow your ass down.
Well, I don't know that. It obviously didn't work. I'm too damn fast. But still, if I wouldn't have been so fast, he'd have got me. Morlin, this is your fault.
Morlin just looks dumbstruck, like, how is this my fault?
I told you not to pick up that dragon's tail earlier, and you went ahead to go do it anyways. This is all your fault, Paul.
It's weird, I don't...
Oh, no, Paul's do, coming over there.
Weirdly, I do not remember it going down that way, but, I mean, I have been known to be wrong.
I feel like that's something that Morlin is going to say a lot.
Weirdly, I don't remember it happening that way.
So, yeah, Elmer comes walking over to you, and he's got a rather large, tall, silver dragonborn with him, with, like, all decked out with, like, armor, like, a big, giant lance in one hand, a freaking javelin strapped across his back, and he comes over with him, and he's walking over there.
That dude looks cool.
He looks really cool.
What kind of armor is he wearing?
It's the scale armor.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like this. It looks like it's silvered. It, from a distance, it looks like it's just him. But as he gets closer, you can see that it's this metallic scale. It's a silvery, but it's got a slight bluish tinge to it.
Okay.
Slightly bluish.
Cool. Very cool.
Mithril.
Very cool.
He's walking over there with Elmer, and he says, "So, these are the boys." Yep, these are them. Little troublemakers.
Hello, Mr. Clyde. Did you see that dragon? That was cool.
It tried to eat Jeffro.
Oh, that's what I wanted him to think.
Weirdly,
teach you to mess around with dragons.
Weirdly,
like that.
The dragon kept pooping as it was chasing Jeffro. So weird.
Yeah, I can smell it all.
Wait a minute, Paul. You set that dragon on me?
No, he told me he's gonna do it, and I said scare him good.
Well, I just want to state for the record, the dragon was pooping.
Mm-hmm. It smells like dragon poop.
It would definitely not.
When he says that, Imp is going to cast prestidigitation and make Mr. Clyde poop himself.
Make it smell
or
like
make it smell like he pooped
you,
himself.
You're going to do that?
Yep.
Roll sleight of hands to see if you can hide your casting.
Oh, I ain't trying to hide it. He's messing with Jeffro. I'm going to mess with him back. I mean, sure. Here you go. Ready? Sleight of hand. Plus zero. Three.
So he's like, "What you doing? Oh boy,
Mr. Clyde,
boy,
there ain't even a dragon chasing you. Ain't no reason to poop yourself.
Y'all need schooling bad. Y'all need schooling awful bad. Here's, you stick over here with this man right here. He'll get you sorted out. I'm gonna go back to the Glade. When you're done with him, you send him back on up to the Glade.
I just can't believe you tried to kill me.
He wasn't trying to kill you, boy."
I turned around, that dragon's mouth was wide open. He had flames coming out, and my fairy dragon Bill saved my life.
He even breathed on him.
Yeah,
that was just some slow gas. It's nothing but a prank.
I'm telling them all that you tried to have me killed.
All right, boy, you tell her what you need to tell her.
I'm just saying, he went super high up, and I'd really like a ride. Perhaps, is that something we could work out one day?
Well, that is precisely why I'm here. I myself am a renowned dragon rider, and stick with me, boys, and you'll be flying high in the skies.
Did you say dragon
rider?
Rider?
Dragon rider. I ride dragons.
I'd like to show you this painting of Mr. Elmer. He's also a renowned dragon rider. Look, people have done paintings of him, and I would like to ride a dragon.
Show him I'm in the picture, too.
Believe it or not, boy, your daddy was a mighty fine dragon rider back when he was in school. He showed real potential.
You know, his dad is Mr. Clyde.
Mr. Clyde.
That's my paw.
Your paw.
But I'm the one in the picture that's flying faster than the dragon, so maybe I need to teach them dragons something when I go up in there.
You mean to tell me that rabbit that was just here, Mr. He left,
Mr. Clyde. Elmer Clyde, yeah.
Mr. Clyde, that was just here.
Mm-hmm.
was a dragon rider, but the dragon just showed up and he pooped himself?
Mr. Clyde did not poop himself.
He did. I smelled it.
You sure did smell
it. I saw you. He who cast it. He who smelt it, cast it.
Oh, I've heard that one before.
He who smelt it, cast it.
Now that I think about
that's
it.
That's a good rhyme. I like that. He who smelled it, cast it. I like that
Mr.
one.
Mr. Clyde did ride he who passed it, cast copper it. Dragon pretty well.
He didn't fall off. Now he didn't even have a saddle on.
He didn't even ride it that well. He didn't even catch Jeffro.
You know, I'm known back there in the Glade to be the best flyer around.
We've
actually
only been in the Glade like...
Shut up, Morning. Okay. Dadgummit. Don't you just know when to keep your mouth closed?
I honestly don't.
Well, try, man. It's hard to tell lies when you're around.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, I am the best flyer that's ever come through this part of town.
Well,
before.
We shall see.
Well, there's the artwork. So, there's artwork of it.
Paintings and stories.
I assume Mr. Clyde trusts you because he just left the three of us with you.
Yeah, I think I need to tell my mom before I go to school.
We don't even know your name.
Sky King.
Sky King.
What kind of name is that? Is that your real name or your
mama names him Sky King? What the hell?
I earned the name Sky King, boy.
Sky King.
By being one of the greatest dragon riders to ever grace the skies.
But what's your real name?
What he means by that is he wasn't good enough to be a king of the land, so he had to take the sky where nobody wanted it.
I'd like to go back to the beginning. How soon can I ride a dragon? I don't know if I mentioned, but I have a great interest.
You've mentioned it about 100 times in the past 5 minutes, Morlin.
You've got to learn how to crawl before you can walk. You've got to learn.
Got it. And I
how
get
to
down
walk.
On fours and I immediately start crawling.
You got to learn how to walk before you can run.
How do you think I got down here?
You've got to learn how to run before you can fly.
We were just flying like 20 minutes ago.
I just told him the story of me flying, and they've already gotten paintings about it all up over town.
What is even going on?
Listen,
I can tell that you guys are going to need some special attention, and I can see why they called me in.
Well, when does school start?
So right now, boys.
I got to tell my mom before I go off and leave. I
yeah,
say goodbye.
He got to tell his mom.
My parents are out on a timber expedition. How long is school? Like, am I going to miss dinner? Because I was hungry when I got here.
Well, Morlin, I don't think they can really teach us that much more. We already know how to fly. We know magic. We got our own dragon.
I have not
stuff.
Ridden
I mean,
a dragon. I have tipped over a dragon.
That's basically the same
not.
Thing.
Are you wanting a snack? Snack will be our first lesson.
What?
This feels like a trick.
Yeah. Come on, boys.
All right, I'm going to follow this. Yes, sir, Mr. Sky King. Is your name Sky, like first name Sky, last name King? Or is it like, is it hyphenated? I don't understand.
How,
Sky
Should I
King.
Call you Mr. King?
One word.
How do we address you?
Sky King. Sir?
But what if it's going to be weird
okay,
for us to say
Mr.
that over
Sky
and over
King,
again?
Sir.
Correct.
Lady.
Mr. Okay, Sky
so
King, sir.
When he says follow me, I immediately start dashing back down to catch my dad before he gets too far.
He's done gone off?
Well, I'm going after him.
He's like, leave now, the lesson's over.
I got to tell my pa goodbye. I can't just leave my dad without anybody knowing what's going on.
He'll
I
be
him,
fine.
Jeffro, your dad just tried to have you eaten by a dragon.
If they leave, can I still get snack?
Snack is the first lesson.
Right, yeah, we covered that. Marley. I just want snack.
He's about to. I can't think of a better word. He's about to fuck us up.
Language.
I don't.
Language.
That seems like it's unlikely.
Listen here, son. You're in the presence of a paladin. Show some respect.
As the reigning Sky
respect
King,
to
I don't
who?
Think he'd be allowed
me.
To do.
Why?
I'm the paladin.
Nobody's listening to me.
I don't get it. What's so special about a paladin?
Can we just eat the snack?
You're clearly the smart one of this group. Oh, come on.
I'll follow you if it means a snack. Like, that's the only...
he starts beelining to the snack table.
I'm coming right now.
And he walks... This dude walks with swagger. Like, this guy, he's like... commands, like, he has this presence to him. And, like, he commands attention. When he starts walking up, people, like, see him and they, like, greet him. And, you know, everyone shows him, like, a lot of respect.
As we're walking, I'm going to turn to my shadow and be like, this guy's a fucking chill. Damn.
I'm just going to be like, Rafe, would you like a snack? I feel like you've been nibbling on me through my shirt there a bit. And,
squeak, squeak.
What, cheese?
Squeak.
All right. If there's cheese, I'll get it for you. Squeak. If not, pumpkin, I don't know what you want.
Jeffro was standing in the middle of the road, not moving.
Just waiting.
And if y'all look at him, you'll see that he's actually tearing up a little bit.
This is the first time you've ever been away from your parents.
Because his parents are leaving him, and he's actually sad because he's like, wait a minute. I'm not ready to leave Paul yet. I know I put on a big face, but that's my Paul. I can't just leave and not tell him goodbye.
So Moreland immediately turns around and walks back to him and goes, little buddy, I got your back. And then I'm just going to pick him up and put him on my shoulder so he can just ride on my shoulder over there.
Moreland, I ain't never been away from my mom and Paul before. I mean, I know I give him hell all the time and put on this big, brave face, but I don't know no better. I don't know what to do without my mom and Paul.
I'm going to turn to the Sky King and be like, all right, I'm sorry that I was disrespectful, Mr. Sky King, sir.
And used a lot of language.
But I need to go take care of Jeffro. Can we hold off on this lesson for a minute? Friends are most important.
And that's a lesson that I can't teach you,
Jeffro.
And I'm glad that you guys are close, and I'm glad that you look out for each other. You guys will do well together in school if you keep that attitude. So and listen, not that other attitude you had a minute ago. Not that one.
I kind of feel like we'll probably have both. Hey, Jeffro, you've stayed at my treehouse lots of times. This will just be like that, but for years.
Yeah, Moreland, I get that, but, you know, every other day I'd go home and get me a new pair of drawers or something, or get me a little snack and give Ma a kiss and Pa a hug, and he just left me to go to school and didn't even tell me goodbye.
So here's the thing.
Is this like a boarding school type situation?
Well, you guys live way over there in the forest, and it was a trip just to get here.
Okay, so we're going to be staying here?
Like maybe every once in a while I'll go home on a weekend kind of thing, but yeah. Most of the time we're at school. Listen, here's the thing. My parents leave me to go on expeditions all the time. And maybe it's because I'm huge. But I'll be there for you. Like maybe that's why they're okay. You look confused. What I'm saying is that maybe the reason they're okay leaving me alone is because I'm huge. And I know you're not, but I'm still here. So I can be huge for you.
That's mighty kind of you. But listen, I know y'all's parents don't love y'all that much, and they love me. I mean, you ain't even got parents, Imp. They really don't love you.
That's just rude.
I know, but Moreland, and you're over at my house more than anybody else's, and you, Mr. Clyde's kind of like your dad. And
yes, they are fond of me.
And they just left. His ears sink down even lower. And
I wonder if maybe they like... Because they always, like, have our best interest at heart, even if it feels like hitting us with a stick isn't in our best interest. Because that happens a lot, if we're honest. But, like, they always say, like, I'm doing this for your best, you know. And
that is exactly how Paul sounds. You got that right.
And so they're just doing that to because they think it's what's best for us. And if that's always, you know, what they have in mind, then maybe this is what they think is best for us.
Moreland, you just got away with words that nobody else can match. I tell you what, I wipe my nose and my eyes off. I say, I got my pals and I got my new buddy Bill. I don't need them right now.
And Mr. Sky King, sir.
Who's that? Oh, yeah, that guy. I forgot about him.
He's just patiently waiting on the trail.
So Jeffro. Listen, just jump on my shoulder.
Jeffro, I know it'll make you feel better. Do this with your fingers real quick.
He does it.
And he does, like, he makes finger guns.
He does finger guns.
And as Jeffro does that, Imp is going to make fireworks come out of the ends of his fingers.
Look at me, Mr. Sky King. I got some magic. I'm actually
obviously the one who distracted the dragon that he had to pick the tail up. It don't matter. I'm all right now. Let's go. Go to school.
All right, we're ready, Mr. Sky King, for a snack. Can school wait? I feel like my blood sugar is getting low.
Lesson one. Takes you over to the snack table, right? And he gets a cup, right? And he gets a pitcher of water, and he sets the cup on the table. And he says, "You see this cup? This cup is you. And this is the amount of skills you have." And he pours a little bit of water in the cup, right? This is the skills that you have now. Okay.
I think you're missing some water there, sir.
As he's doing that, I take my my water pouch and I go in and just look at him in the eyes and start filling it up more. Yeah, you're right. This is all the skills we have right here.
Put in as much as you want. He doesn't stop you. He just shows you, this is you and this is the skills you have. And you fill it slat full.
Slat full.
And then he takes a pitcher and he says, "This is how much I have to teach you." And then he looks at the cup and he looks at the pitcher. And he's like, "I can't pour this water into this cup."
Guys, I think he wanted... Damn. It's like an object lesson.
He got us.
And there's no room in the cup now because we're not... Because
I'm already so smart. Dadgummit, Morley, you're so good with words.
Well, that's not what I was going to say.
Oh, sorry.
Mr. Sky King, sir, was this like an object lesson or a parable, if you will?
You're definitely the smart one.
I feel like that's... No. But what was I saying?
Something about two bowls.
You're saying that I'm really
great at
giving lessons.
A pair of bowls.
Right.
Oh, ain't that one of them things that you throw when you're trying to catch somebody?
There's two bowls, and we got so much talent that both of them are going to be filled. That's it.
Well, I don't think that's what I was going to say, but as you were, Sky King, sir.
So you see this cup? This is you, and this is all the skills you think you have, and this is what you think you know. And he just pours it on the ground. I need you to empty your minds.
Done.
So that you have room. I need you to empty your minds so that you're ready to receive the lessons that I have for you. And as you grow, he finds a bigger cup. As you grow, your cup will become larger, and it will have more room to hold more knowledge until one day, and he shows you the picture, one day you'll be like me, and you'll be sharing your knowledge with others and helping them to grow their cups. See
but,
that?
But don't that mean that if you train us that you're going to be losing your skills and you ain't going to have no skills left at the end?
Have you seen the size of this pitcher?
No, because we're playing a game, and you're... using an imaginary pitcher right now.
It's a real pitcher. You're at the snack table.
So okay.
Meta. Yeah. You see the size of this pitcher? He puts out three cups. The same size as the first one. Fills them all, and the pitcher's still just about full. You see what I'm saying here?
Oh, Mr. Sky King, I got a question for you. How many cups of water do we got to drink before we get to ride the dragon?
That's funny you should mention. That was going to be my question as well.
He says, now, but look.
How full does one's cup have to be?
You may think. And he holds up the big pitcher.
Wait, what? You.
Focus. Moreland's way bigger than that.
Damn.
Focus. boys, focus. And you may think that by me sharing my knowledge with you and filling your cups, it's taking away from my cup. But, and then he picks up each of the cups one at a time and pours a little bit back in the pitcher, but you're also sharing with me and I'm learning from you and we all help each other to fill cups.
You hear that? He's learning how to be a rabbit that flies faster than a dragon.
Man, I can teach you
some
things.
I think you're missing the point.
I don't know what the point is at all.
He wants to know how to chop down trees.
How close to the food are we?
You're right. There's the drink
as
table.
As he's
and
teaching
the snack
all
table.
Of this, Moreland is like slowly just like, and sidestepping towards this table with all the snacks on it. Mr. Sky King, I totally understand. But sir, I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, we need to eat.
Do you have an object lesson with these sandwiches, or can I just eat one?
I can make a lesson out of anything.
That's not what I would. But
I'm a great teacher.
But do you?
The best.
Because I'm hungry.
Okay. Okay. Let me teach you a lesson. Have you ever made a sandwich?
Yeah. I mean, that's how I knew it was a sandwich. I'm hungry. I'm super hungry.
Sure, sure. You can just eat any old sandwich. Or...
Can I eat this one?
You can have that sandwich, or you can build a sandwich for yourself. A better sandwich. A great sandwich.
Is the sandwich bar close by?
Come on, let me show you how it's done.
Moreland, I know you can eat. Why don't you eat that one on the way to building our new sandwiches so that you can...
Maybe I could use this one as like a... Like I could eat this one and it would tell me what was missing. So I could include that in the next sandwich.
Great idea. Everybody grab a sandwich.
I like what this guy's
saying. My ma always makes my sandwiches for me.
Well, there's pre-made sandwiches. Well, you can have a pre-made sandwich. Or you can build your own sandwich. A better sandwich. A bigger sandwich.
Are you saying my ma can't make a good sandwich?
Can we do both, sir?
What if, can I have two of these pre-made sandwiches and the other sandwich?
He's got a big tummy. He could.
I'm quite large.
Let's just go ahead and address the situation at hand. You guys are here because you need schooling. Bad.
Seems reasonable.
Real bad.
Well, that makes sense. I don't get the stuff about the sandwich and the cups of water in a bowl, but I do need some schooling, I guess.
Each grab a sandwich, and then come over here.
Done.
Imp has eaten half of his sandwich by the time he makes it back.
So he comes over there, and then there's the big table with all the fixings to make sandwiches. And he says, a sandwich is like a life, okay? It's like your life.
The bigger, the better?
I like the way you think. I knew you were the smart one. Oh, I love this guy. And he pats you on the back and like, he doesn't like kid pat you. He like man claps you on the back and you're like, ooh.
All right.
Like this guy's like, he's no joke. Like he's not as big as you are, you know, clearly, but he's a stout dude. And then he says, okay, every life needs a good foundation. You see this bread over here? And he picks up a piece of, like a loaf of bread, like a long skinny loaf, and he starts flopping it, and it's floppy and droopy. He's like, psst, forget that bread. Shows you the other bread, and then he says, you see this bread? See the crust on this bread? And he thumps on it. It might look like this bread is just hard and terrible, but then he pulls out his freaking dagger, and he slices it in half, right? Shing! And he says, but on the inside, it's nice and soft. You need that hard, strong exterior to protect the soft, caring, wonderful. And then you can see he's really starting to get into the bread. He's smelling it, and he's like, such good bread.
I think I got it. With that bread?
Oh, yeah. What?
I think I got it. Moreland is like the crust. But there's a problem, sir.
Hmm.
Jeffro's mom cuts the crust off.
That explains a lot.
What does it explain?
I mean, I guess she doesn't talk to me.
You
that
saying
much.
I'm soft or something? He pulls out his wooden toy sword. I ain't scared. I fought a dragon off earlier with this. I ain't the soft part of the bread. Imp, is that what you were saying too?
No.
I was, it's
okay. Are you talking about my mama then, son, the way she makes sandwiches?
Son, it's okay.
You've eaten so many of them more than I've ever eaten.
They're delicious.
It's okay to be soft on the inside. That's what makes you a good friend.
No, maybe that's what makes you a person.
Maybe I should make a sandwich with both kinds of bread, and then I can tell you which kind of bread is better.
Okay, that's an advanced lesson. You're talking about a club sandwich. We'll get to that.
Okay.
But.
Soon?
He starts slicing the bread. The bread is the foundation. The crust on the outside, the strong, hard part of you that you show the world, and then the soft inner part. That's your foundation, okay? And you need to build on that foundation.
Now?
Yes, now.
Okay.
So get you some bread.
So I grab a
one of the like really crusty loaves and I start hugging it like you were the other bread. This feels so weird. I just want a sandwich.
And now, but you need to build your life on a strong foundation, and that's the bread. Ooh. And as you... More questions?
No. Yes. Do you want to see a trick?
I'm just steady making a sandwich.
Can it wait till the end of the lesson?
But it has to do with making a strong foundation, sir.
Okay, let's see the trick.
Okay. Moreland, you got your axe?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I like where this is going.
I'm going to throw this bread up, and you cut a slice while it's in the air.
I might be able to. Yeah, I could try that.
Okay.
All right, that's the trick.
DC 15
attack. It feels like a trick I'm doing, though.
Yeah.
DC 15 I'm just throwing them everything. Because it's a moving target. It's not an inanimate target. It's like a small loaf of bread.
That's a 14.
Dang. 14. So you just like skim the side of the bread and then it like falls in the dirt and he's like, I'm not eating that. And then he picks it up and he's like brushes it off and he's like, I might eat that.
After he like while he's brushing it off, I'm going to clean it. Whoop. Press the digitation.
Good call. Okay. So as you're building your sandwich, air quotes, sandwich.
Oh, you're not actually talking about a sandwich. Now I get it.
I knew you'd get it. We're Dang. Talking about building a life.
I can still make the sandwich, though, right? Like, I feel like we're losing sight of the goal, which was to eat food.
Just
I'll keep listening, but I'm looking for the roast pork.
How about this? How about this? I'll build a sandwich. And you guys also build a sandwich. And at the end, we'll compare our sandwiches.
I don't think you want to do that against Moreland.
I'm happy to build more than one sandwich, but...
Build yourself a sandwich. Okay. Each of you. And I'm going to build myself a sandwich.
Moreland and we'll compare, already halfway done.
We'll compare sandwiches and we'll have a discussion about the differences. Not that one is better, not that one is right, not that one is wrong, but the difference between sandwiches.
Okay.
And he builds his sandwich. He's very carefully slices everything and layers it all very nice and evenly. And he puts the tomatoes on top so the meat doesn't slide off when you bite into it. And it is a beautiful, very, you know, symmetrical, nice sandwich. And he looks around and describe your sandwiches to me.
Imp doesn't know how to make a sandwich because he's never had anybody teach him how to make a sandwich. So he takes some bread and he puts some butter on it. Then he takes another piece of bread and he puts some butter on it and he puts them together. He's got a bread or a butter sandwich.
Jeffro actually went into the corner and he's talking to Belinda in his pen. He's like, Belinda, do you think I'm the soft part of the bread? I mean, I thought I was kind of tough. You saw me, you know, beat that dragon earlier, right? I'm not soft, am I? So he's just having a conversation about his toughness to Bill. not building a sandwich.
The only thing that Moreland is intelligent about is food. Mm-hmm. So Moreland is over in the corner. He's like, all right, I'm going to take my axe, and I'm going to put it over the fire so my axe gets nice and hot, and then I'm going to toast my bread so that it doesn't have any of the sauce, soak into it, and make it soggy. And then I'm going to layer my meats and my cheeses and some fresh vegetables because my mom said they're important. And then some more meat. And then I'm going to toast the top piece of bread and I'm going to put that on. And then I'm going to be done. And that's my sandwich. It's got roast pork.
So he sits over there and he sees Moreland doing that. He goes, Bill, wait a minute. I think I got an idea and I think it's going to actually prove to this guy what he's talking about. So I go over to Moreland. I say, Moreland, that is a mighty fine sandwich you built there.
Would you like some?
Would you mind splitting it in half and letting me have half of it?
That is not a problem at all. I made it large because that's what I expected.
So he's preparing.
Would you like a piece of my sandwich too? I made enough for three just in case.
Jeffro is planning out how to describe to him, like, see, I know what you're talking about. It's going to take all of us together.
to build this thing that you're talking about to become stronger, but also be nice on the inside and grow there too. And we do that by doing it together and becoming stronger together. And I show him my piece of the sandwich, and then I connect it to the part where he cut off for Moreland's.
And does the same together. Thing.
By your sandwiches combined, I am Captain Lunchtime.
With his other hand, he's eating his butter sandwich.
Sky King takes a big like swell of pride, takes in a deep breath, a big swell of pride, and he.
Dang gum, I knew it. I told y'all.
And he gets a little tear in the corner of his eyes, and he's like, "Boys, that is a fine sandwich." And he puts his sandwich behind him, because his sandwich is
way better.
It's a freaking club. It's got bacon and stuff on it. But that your sandwich is the right sandwich for you. And that's the important lesson here.
Oh, yeah. I give you my piece of the sandwich back because I want you to eat it.
Together.
I handed you some candied carrots that I made on my axe.
I stick them in my pocket.
Which is now all sticky and has a weird discolored spot on it.
Nice.
This sandwich is delicious. Can I have 5 minutes to finish my sandwich? Is there another lesson?
Eat up, boys. Eat up, boys. The next lesson, you're going to need some energy for this. And there we have it. There goes episode 2 in the books and apparently like in our stomachs.
I do love sandwiches.
All right, everyone. We thank you so much for tuning in and listening again this week. For Mark, the DM, Mike, Alex, and Travis, we just want to say thank you so much for listening to this passion project of ours. We really enjoy it, and we hope you guys love it too. We also want to make sure that we give a mention to Kevin McLeod, the writer of Corn Cob, and Alexei Yukankovic, who wrote Empire on Fire. They're the two songs we used for our intro. Hopefully I didn't butcher your name, but we thought your music was dope, so we used it. Links to both of those tracks will be available in the episode description below.
You can find us on social media at Lofty Guild on Twitter, at Gmail. We are the Lofty Adventures Guild at gmail.com. On Facebook, we are the Lofty Adventures Guild.
We'll see you next time, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Bye.